Because of the great abuses of diet, which most who read this book have gone through, we do not recommend testing the pure recycling concept without carefully monitoring and supervision. This explanation given above for the scleric patches in the eye is understood by some medical practitioners, and it is a sad fact that several attempts to bring this connection and other dangers related to the eating of red meat to the attention of the medical fraternity as a whole have been prevented by the meatpacking industry, which in the United States exerts tremendous influence on the government and on those involved with health and medicine. This suppression will continue until people themselves realize the damage that they are doing to their bodies by eating the cadavers of animals. There is a saying derived from the German, "Man is what he eats," and this expresses an important truth about human metabolism. Unfortunately, many of those who recognize the validity of the saying have not seen that he who eats flesh is eating death. If one is what one eats, then surely the eating of death must bring death itself closer. This, of course, is exactly what happens when man consumes the flesh of an animal, as we have already explained. We have digressed from the story of the symbolic meaning of the major body features because of the importance of bringing to the reader of this book an awareness of the dangers and the karma which arise with the killing of animals for food. In the years ahead, gradual pressures will arise and turn people away from the consumption of red meat in particular, for it is red meat that is mainly prohibited by the higher laws. These pressures will be through higher meat prices, through scarcities in many areas, through increasing evidence that eating red meat is bad for one's health, or through a combination of these. It is expected eventually that the consumption of all animals for food will end. End quote. This is an excerpt from the book Seasons of the Spirit, an inspired channeled work from Ascended Master Hilarion through medium Maurice B. Cook. Furthermore, pardoning the paraphrase, I will try to add to the above information two more important reasons to avoid consumption of animals that were shared later in the book. 1. Any animal is polluted in our environment because it lives longer and has more chance to absorb pollutants as compared to any other plant source food that only takes one season to grow. Animals require longer growth periods before harvesting their flesh. Hence, they have plenty of time to absorb toxins and pollutants from the environment, as well as from the chemically enhanced food that they are fed to plump them up. 2. When animals are slaughtered, they are in great pain and fear. Those emotions do not have a chance to be cleansed from their body since they are put to death. When one eats the flesh, one is eating the fear of death and the aggressive emotions stored in the meat that arise from the barbaric and cruel treatment of their last moment. The result is an increase in aggressive behavior then for the human who consumes the remains of the animal. A famous celebrity, who is thought to be, frankly, very aggressive in nature, recently went vegetarian and spoke about this on TV. Confirming to what the book relates above, Mike Tyson, the fighter, said recently that after he stopped eating meat completely, he surprisingly noticed that he wasn't as angry and aggressive as he was when on an animal-rich diet. If world heavyweight boxer Mike Tyson could sense a change like that, anyone can. In other words, when one consumes meat, besides the dense protein matter that is ingested, which is harmful to the body, one also consumes the greatest fear of a living being, that of the act of dying, when a slaughtered animal feels the life draining from his physical experience. Watch the movie Powder, and you will see this depicted artfully. That is precisely why most people are in fear 24 hours a day. We are what we eat. And when one continually eats fear contained within all meat, the inevitable result is that one is always in a state of fear. The warm-blooded animals feel pain and emotion just as humans do. Cold-blooded creatures, like fish, respond to attack, yes, but do not go through the physical pain and emotional responses as do warm-blooded creatures when murdered. Their nervous system is completely different. Therefore, there is a big difference between the two families of animals when one is considering what to eat. If you want help with changing to a fish and low dairy diet, buy these two very enlightened books, Anne-Marie Colbin's Food and Healing and her excellent cookbook, The Book of Whole Meals. This woman is founder of the New York City Gourmet Cookery School. She understands food and how it affects the body better than anyone I have ever been exposed to on this subject. Live long and prosper. Scott.
Thank you.